Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we are going to be looking at parenting. Specifically, we're going to be looking at research about how parenting can influence the emotional well-being of children adopted internationally, especially those who have spent time in institutions.
Yeah, that's such an important topic. I mean, these children often face unique challenges, just adjusting to their new families and environments.
Absolutely. And we're going to be looking at a 2018 study by Barone, Ozturk, and Leonetti.
Okay.
It was published in Social Development, and it focused on the impact of a specific parenting program. And I guess one of the things that really stood out to me was that the researchers chose to concentrate on children who were adopted later in childhood.
Yeah, and that's a growing trend, which brings its own set of considerations for families.
So they weren't looking at toddlers adopted as babies.
Exactly. They wanted to see how intervention could help children who might have spent months or even years, right?
Oh, wow.
In institutional settings before joining their families. And, you know, another thing that's important to remember is they used a randomized controlled trial.
Oh, okay. So
which means they randomly divided participants into two groups.
I see. That makes sense. So when you're talking about a study about parenting, how do you even go about studying something like that? Like how?
Yeah. So what they did was they focused on three key areas,
right?
So first they observed how well the children connected with their mothers emotionally, right? And they rated this interaction as their emotional availability.
Gotcha.
Then they used standard assessments to track behavioral problems.
Oh, okay.
Things like aggression or defiance.
Uh-huh.
And then they were curious about something called indiscriminate friendliness.
Indiscriminate friendliness? What is that?
Yeah, so it's basically a tendency to be overly friendly with strangers, which can sometimes be seen in children who haven't had consistent early caregiving.
So they might not have developed that same caution that most kids have around unfamiliar adults.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Okay.
And for this study, the researchers interviewed the mothers about their children's behavior, in social situations.
Makes sense.
To get a sense of this.
So one group got this special parenting intervention, and the other group...
Okay, so the other group received what's called a dummy intervention.
Why, what does that even mean?
Yeah, so think of it like a placebo in a medical trial, right?
Okay.
It looks and feels like the real deal,
okay,
but it doesn't have the active components being studied.
Gotcha.
In this case, it involved regular phone calls with researchers who chatted with the mothers about just general child development, but no specific parenting guidance.
That's a clever way to kind of isolate the impact of the actual program.
Exactly.
Okay, so what did this parenting intervention...
Okay, so it's called VIPPFCA, and it's tailored specifically for adoptive families.
Right.
And one of the core elements is video feedback.
What is that?
Yeah, so therapists record parent-child interactions, right, and review the footage together.
So it gives parents a chance to see their interactions from a different perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not about criticism, but about increasing awareness of those subtle moments of connection and disconnection.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So the therapist helps them recognize those patterns.
Yes, and the program is designed to equip parents with strategies for building more positive interaction.
Gotcha. Okay, so tell me, what were the results of the study? Did it actually...
Okay, so the children whose mothers participated in the VIPPFCA program, they showed a significant improvement in their emotional availability with their mothers.
Wow.
And not only that, but those positive changes were still there.
Oh, wow.
6 months after it ended.
So it wasn't just a temporary boost. It was like a lasting change in how those mothers and children were connected.
Exactly. That's amazing.
It is. The study also found a reduction in externalizing behavior problems.
Really?
So things like aggression and defiance decreased.
That makes sense. When the connection is stronger, you don't need to act out as much.
Exactly.
But what about indiscriminate friendliness? Did the program help with that?
So interestingly, no significant changes were found in indiscriminate friendliness within the study's time frame. It seems like that particular challenge might need a different approach or simply more time.
So even with the positive parenting, that tendency to be overly friendly with strangers was just tougher to...
It seems so. Shift. But it's important to remember that all children are unique.
Yeah.
And development isn't a one-size-fits-all process.
For sure.
Yeah.
Some things take longer to address than others. But overall, it sounds like some really promising findings. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It provides compelling evidence that positive parenting can be a powerful force for good, especially for children who have faced early adversity.
It's like giving them that foundation for those secure, loving relationships that all children need to thrive.
And, you know, what really struck me was the direct link they found between the mother's improved emotional availability and the children's positive changes.
So it wasn't just a coincidence. Like, the more those moms learn to connect with their kids, the more their well-being improves.
It really highlights how much
that's powerful
influence positive parenting can have. It's almost like providing a roadmap to a stronger relationship.
Okay, so I'm curious. They specifically studied mothers. What about the role of fathers or other caregivers?
Great question. Unfortunately, this particular study focused only on mothers, so we can't draw any conclusions about the impact of other caregivers.
It's definitely makes sense.
An area ripe for further research.
Yeah.
And one of the other really interesting
things. Family dynamics are so complex and everybody plays a part. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah. And what I found fascinating was this idea of differential susceptibility.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What is that?
So it basically means that children differ in how sensitive they are to their environment.
Mm-hmm.
Some soak up both positive and negative experiences more intensely than others.
Like they are more deeply impacted by what's happening around them, both the good and the bad.
They're on high alert all the time.
Almost, like emotional sponges.
Exactly. And what the researchers found was that children with more negative affect, meaning they tended towards negative emotions, they actually benefited the most from the positive parenting intervention.
Really? So the kids who were struggling the most emotionally showed the greatest improvement with the program?
Yes. It's almost like they are wired.
I was surprised by that. You would think that their reactivity would make it harder for them to respond to it.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive, but in reality, it's often the opposite.
Yeah.
Those highly sensitive kids are also the ones most attuned to their environment and therefore most receptive to positive influences.
Almost like they are craving connection and stability even more so than other children.
Great way to think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when those sensitive children are provided with that safe, nurturing environment, they truly flourish.
It's pretty amazing, the transformation.
It is.
I imagine it takes a lot of like dedication and energy from those parents to create that kind of environment.
It certainly can be challenging.
Yeah.
But that's where VIPPFCA really shines. It doesn't just offer general advice. It equips parents with tangible skills for managing challenging behaviors, remaining calm in the midst of chaos, and responding with empathy even when feeling frustrated.
So it's like a toolkit for navigating those inevitable emotional storms that come with parenting.
And the more parents practice those skills, the more natural they become.
Right. It becomes almost like a positive feedback loop, right? Like the more emotionally available the...
Exactly. A beautiful cycle.
Parent becomes, the more regulated the child becomes.
That's the growth and healing for the whole family.
Yeah. It's so empowering to see how even small changes in parenting can have such a ripple effect. It's not just about the individual child. It impacts the whole family dynamic.
And that's what makes this research so powerful.
Yeah.
It demonstrates that parents can truly make a difference in their children's lives, regardless of past challenges.
He reminds me of that Viktor Frankl quote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom."
I loved that quote. Parents can choose to respond with patience instead of anger, understanding instead of judgment, connection instead of isolation.
It makes such a difference.
Those choices really matter.
When parents are making those choices, they're not only supporting their child's well-being in the present, but they're also helping to shape their future trajectory, building that resilience and confidence and sense of...
Which leads us to the other side of the coin.
Oh, yeah.
What are the limitations of this study?
Well, because every study has limitations.
Even with such encouraging findings, it's essential to be aware of the limitations.
What are some things we should be mindful of when we consider these findings?
So first of all, the sample size was relatively small. Only 83 mother-child pairs participated. So while the results are promising, we can't necessarily generalize them to all internationally adopted children and families.
It's a good reminder that this is just one piece of the puzzle and more research.
Yeah, exactly.
Explore.
Another limitation is that all the participants were Caucasian,
oh,
which raises questions about the potential for cultural differences in parenting styles and how children respond.
Yeah, because cultural context plays such a big role.
Absolutely.
In child development. So
right.
We can't assume that one program will be equally effective across different cultures.
And as we discussed earlier, the study focused solely on mothers, which leaves a lot of open questions about the role of fathers and other caregivers.
Yes. Family dynamics are complex, and we need more research that explores the contribution of everybody involved in a child's life, right?
And also, they only follow the families for 6 months after the intervention, right?
Yeah.
So it would be incredibly valuable to see long-term studies that track the impact of these interventions over years, perhaps even into adulthood.
Yeah.
Imagine the insights we could gain from seeing how these early interventions might influence a child's development over their lifespan.
Absolutely.
And finally, it's crucial to remember that even though the study found a strong link between mothers' improved emotional availability and their children's positive changes, correlation doesn't equal causation.
Right. There could be other factors at play.
Exactly.
Human behavior.
That we haven't even considered.
Relationships are complex. It's not always a simple cause and effect situation.
It's a reminder that research is an ongoing discovery and refinement, right? Like we keep learning and building on previous findings and kind of getting a clearer picture of what helps children thrive.
Exactly.
But even with these limitations, I think this study offers some valuable insights.
Absolutely.
For anyone who works with or cares for children.
Yes.
Even if they aren't dealing with the specific challenges of international adoption.
This research highlights the fundamental importance of
right.
positive parenting and its impact on a child's emotional well-being, regardless of their background or experience. Like, it underscores that power of connection and empathy and sensitive responsiveness in shaping a child's development.
And those are principles that apply.
And those apply to all families.
All families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's time we shift gears and talk about the bigger picture. What does this research tell us about the potential of investing in widespread parenting support? Like, what if we could make programs like VIPPFCA accessible to all families?
So this VIPPFCA program, this goes beyond general parenting advice. It really delves into the unique challenges faced by adoptive families.
That makes sense. I mean, these children have gone through such major life transitions, right?
Exactly.
Their early experiences are bound to shape how they respond to parenting.
And VIPPFCA acknowledges that.
Yeah.
It helps parents understand how early trauma, like the loss of their biological family and culture, might be playing a role in their child's behavior.
So instead of just viewing a behavior as bad or defiant, it encourages parents to consider what might be driving it.
It's about shifting that perspective to one of empathy and compassion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then it equips parents with specific strategies for responding
in
ways that build connection rather than creating distance. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me like an example of what that looks like in practice?
Sure. Let's say a child is feeling anxious or overwhelmed.
Okay.
VIPPFCA might help parents recognize the subtle cues their child is giving off and then guide them in providing comfort and reassurance.
Okay.
Perhaps through physical touch or calming words.
Yeah.
For a child who has experienced inconsistent care, those small moments of attunement can be incredibly powerful.
It's like rebuilding that press and security bit by bit.
And the program also addresses sensitive areas like physical touch, which can be tricky for children who have experienced institutional care.
I can imagine a hug from a stranger might not always feel safe, comforting.
So VIPPFCA helps parents understand the importance of respecting boundaries around touch while still creating opportunities for safe, nurturing physical contact.
So it's all about finding that balance, right? Meeting the child's needs, but also acknowledging their past experiences.
And discipline is another area that VIPPFCA addresses, but with an emphasis on sensitive approaches.
Okay.
It helps parents set limits and address challenging behaviors without resorting to harsh punishment.
Because for a child who has already experienced separation and loss, like, punishment could feel like just another form of rejection, right?
It's about guiding and teaching without damaging that crucial bond of trust.
It sounds like this program really takes a holistic view of parenting, considering everything from emotional regulation to discipline to the nuances of communication.
And the research we're discussing today suggests it can have a profound impact on both parents and children.
It's really encouraging to see these concrete strategies that parents can use to support their children's well-being.
And it loops back to that fascinating finding about differential susceptibility.
Yes. So we were talking about how children vary in their sensitivity to the environment.
Remember we were talking about how those kids, the ones with higher negative affect, they actually benefited the most from
and this
program.
Right. So you might think...
You'd think that their reactivity would make it harder for them to respond.
Exactly. Yeah. It seems counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's often the opposite.
Huh. Okay.
Those highly sensitive kids are also the ones most attuned to their environment and therefore most receptive.
Interesting. So they're almost like craving connection and stability.
That's a great way to think.
Other children. And when those sensitive children are provided with that safe, nurturing environment, they truly...
It's pretty amazing, the transformation.
Yeah, it is.
But I imagine it takes a lot of dedication and energy from those parents to create that kind of environment.
Certainly.
Consistently, especially when they're dealing with a child who has strong emotional reactions.
It can be challenging.
Yeah.
But that's where VIPPFCA really shines.
Right.
It doesn't just offer general advice. It equips parents with tangible skills for managing challenging behaviors, remaining calm in the midst of chaos, and responding with empathy even when feeling frustrated.
So it's like a toolkit for navigating those inevitable emotional storms that arise in parenting.
And the more parents practice those skills, the more...
It becomes like a positive feedback loop, right?
Yeah,
the more emotionally available the parent becomes, the more regulated the child becomes.
Exactly, a beautiful cycle.
Which then makes it easier for the parent to stay calm and connected.
Of growth and healing for the whole family.
Yeah, it's so empowering to see how even small changes in parenting can have such a ripple effect. It's not just about the individual child. It impacts the whole family dynamic.
And that's what makes this research so powerful.
Right.
It demonstrates that parents can truly make a difference in their children's lives, regardless of past challenges.
It reminds me of that Viktor Frankl quote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom."
I love that quote.
Yeah.
Parents can choose to respond with patience instead of anger.
Yes.
Understanding instead of judgment. Connection instead of isolation.
And it makes such a difference.
Those choices really matter.
Yeah. When parents are making those conscious choices, they're not only supporting their child's well-being in the present, but they're also helping to shape their future trajectory, building resilience, confidence, a sense of belonging.
Which leads us to the other side.
Right, which leads us to the...
Of the coin.
Yeah.
What are the limitations of this study?
Limitations.
Because even with such encouraging findings, it's essential.
Yeah, of course. Every study has a limitation.
To be aware of the limitation.
What are some things we should be mindful of when we consider these findings?
So first of all, the sample size was relatively small.
Okay.
Only 83 mother-child pairs participated.
Okay.
So while the results are promising, we can't necessarily generalize them to all internationally adopted children and families.
Good reminder that this is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And more research is needed.
Another limitation is that all the participants were Caucasian.
Oh, okay.
Which raises questions about the potential for cultural differences in parenting styles and how children respond.
Cultural context plays such a big role in child development. So we can't assume that one program will be equally effective across different cultures.
And as we discussed earlier, the study focused solely on mothers, which leaves a lot of open questions about the role of fathers and other caregivers.
Yes. Family dynamics are complex, and we need more research that explores the contribution of everyone involved in a child's life.
Also, they only follow the families for 6 months after the intervention, so it would be incredibly valuable to see long-term studies that track the impact of these interventions over years, perhaps even into adulthood.
Imagine the insights we could gain from seeing how these early interventions might influence a child's development over their lifespan.
And finally, it's crucial to remember that even though this study found a strong link between mothers' improved emotional availability and their children's positive changes. Correlation doesn't equal causation.
Right. There could be other factors at play that we haven't even...
Exactly. Human behavior and relationships are complex.
Yeah.
It's not always a simple cause and effect situation.
It's a reminder that research is an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Right. Discovery and refinement, right? Like we keep learning, we keep building on the previous findings and kind of getting a clearer picture of what helps children thrive.
Exactly.
But even with these limitations, I think this study offers some valuable insights for anyone who works with or cares for children, even if they aren't dealing with the specific challenges of international adoption.
This research highlights the fundamental importance of positive parenting and its impact on a child's emotional well-being, regardless of their background or experiences.
It underscores that power of connection, empathy, sensitive responsiveness in shaping a child's development.
And those are principles that apply.
And those apply to all families.
They're all families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's time we shift gears and talk about the bigger picture. What does this research tell us about the potential of investing in widespread parenting support? What if we could make programs like VIPPFCA accessible to all families? Yeah, it's... a really intriguing thought to consider.
Yeah.
If these kinds of programs can make such a difference for families facing, you know, very specific challenges, like what could it mean for families in general?
Yeah, it raises some really interesting questions. Could we like reduce issues like behavioral problems or even mental health challenges later in life?
Right.
If we gave all parents the tools to foster strong emotional connections with their kids.
It's like a preventative approach to well-being, right?
Exactly.
Starting with the foundation of that parent-child relationship.
And the research increasingly points to those early years being so crucial for shaping long-term outcomes.
Yeah.
So imagine the possibilities if we could equip parents from all walks of life with these skills and strategies.
It makes me think of those public health campaigns that encourage things like exercise and healthy eating for a better life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Could positive parenting be framed as a similar kind of public good?
I think there's a strong case to be made for that.
Yeah.
We invest in education and healthcare because we recognize their value to society.
Right.
Why not invest in parenting support as well?
Especially when you consider the potential ripple effects, right? It's not just about individual families.
Absolutely.
It's about creating a more compassionate and resilient society as a whole.
When children feel safe, secure, and understood, they are more likely to thrive in all areas of life. And that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. So how do we move from research to real-world change? What steps can we take to make these positive parenting interventions more widely available?
Well, I think awareness is key.
Okay.
The more people understand the profound impact parenting has on a child's development, the more likely we are to see shifts in priorities and resources.
It's about getting this information out of academic journals and into the hands of parents, educators, policymakers, you know, everyone who plays a role in shaping a child's world, right?
And then we need to advocate for policies that support families. Things like affordable childcare, paid parental leave, and access to quality parenting programs.
Those kinds of policies would go a long way in reducing the stress and overwhelm many parents experience, making it easier for them to show up as their best selves for their children.
It's about creating a culture that recognizes the importance of parenting and provides families with the resources they need to thrive.
And it doesn't have to be all top down, right? Like communities can play a huge role in supporting families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just think of
something about mentorship programs, parent support groups, or even just offering a helping hand to a frazzled parent at the grocery store.
Those small gestures can make such a difference.
It's about fostering a sense of connection and shared responsibility for raising the next generation.
It's about recognizing that parenting is not a solitary endeavor, right?
Beautifully said.
It takes a village.
And when we come together to support families, we are ultimately investing in a brighter future.
Well, that's a great point.
Everyone.
Well, this has been a real eye-opener. We've explored some fascinating research on international adoption and uncovered some really powerful insights about the transformative power of positive parenting.
It's been a pleasure to dive into these topics with you.
A huge thank you to you for sharing your knowledge
and pleasure.
Insights with us today.
Of course.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of discovery. We hope this deep dive has sparked some curiosity and inspired you to keep exploring the world of parenting and child development.
Remember, even small changes in parenting can have a big impact.
That's so true. So keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep those conversations going. Until next time, happy parenting.